When you're genuinely enthusiastic about something, that's the, and this is the little preaching thing here, everybody, is people go, what, how should we preach? What should we do? And I almost say the same thing all the time. Although, yes, Atmagyan, we start with certain things about the soul, transmigration, that's true, we do that. But in addition to that, if you want to stay vital yourself, you tell people, vital means life, keep your vitality, like, and not get bored and, oh, I said the same thing over and over and over again. If you will share what you're appreciating, what you like, just like when we eat something, and this is funny too, like Mayavadis or impersonalists, they will say, when you eat something very nice, you become silent. You get it? That's what they say. We don't say that. And that's not our experience. My experience is if you eat something very nice, you go like, whoa! You know, like, did you have this? Did you get the sabji yet? Or did you get the sweet? You've got to try. Gurudev called Paramananda once on the telephone. Paramananda's like driving and down there. And it's when Gurudev's health is not good. And he gets a call from Gurudev. He's going like, what's wrong? And he goes, you got to come back immediately. And he's going, all right, I'm coming. He thinks Gurudev is like in trouble health-wise. And when he gets back, he says, did you taste the sweet rice that Manasa Krishna made? He goes, did you taste this? This is unbelievable. He called him like on the phone. He's like, he's racing back. Like, you know, killed a couple people on the way. But they, you know, they were run over in the service and got Sukriti. They're now in heaven. You know. So, when you taste something, anything on any level about Krishna consciousness, that's what you share with the. They go, "What should I say first? Should I start talking?" You know, no. What you like? When the Ban Maharaj of Italy, Bhakti Madhur Ban, he came to the mat. He was actually a Catholic priest previously, which is like an interesting story. But so he comes to the mat, and he in his first meeting with Guru Maharaj, he's telling him like, "Oh, I read some Bhagavad Gita," and you know, and it was interesting seeing how Guru Maharaj is dealing with someone for the first time, and he goes, "Oh, you've read Bhagavad Gita?" He goes, "Which part did you like?" That's what he said to him. "Which part of the book did you like?" And this is how he scored a lot of points quickly. He said, you know, he talking like it is because I have a little bit Italian accent, a little from another place. He say, I like the part where he says, surrender everything to me, become my devotee. Give up everything and become my devotee. And like, with, you could hear like a bell go, ding! You know, like on Guru Maharaj, like, bless you, my child. So he's like, in the 18th chapter where Krishna says, give up everything and surrender to me, he goes, I really like that part. So Guru Maharaj is saying, interesting, man.